Welcome to the Open House podcast site, available at openhousecommunity.com.au.
Stan Walker, a man much loved for his music and his clear Christian faith. He made his mark on the Australian and New Zealand music scene as the 2009 Australian Idol winner. Platinum albums, number one singles, ARIA nominations. He's also a judge on New Zealand's X Factor. And now, Stan's turning his hand to acting. Stan Walker stars in the soon-to-be-released film Mount Zion, one of New Zealand's highest-grossing films. His achievements are outstanding, but it's how he got there that quite amazes me. He's the son of druggies. His parents were in and out of jail. They dealt drugs. Stan was abused without a father figure, ending up lost and depressed. Against all the odds, he found himself in a church one day after hearing the life story of a young woman with a similar upbringing, and life hasn't been the same since. With music as a refuge, he started using the gift God gave him, and well, the rest speaks for itself. Stan says he was drawn to Mount Zion because the story strongly resembles his own life. But it's also quite a beautiful story of community, family and culture. There's no better person to explain it all in real life and on the screen. Stan Walker, welcome to Open House.
How's it going?
Yeah, fine. Thanks very much for joining us. Stan, I wanted to start by asking you about Mount Zion. You're in the middle of a very successful musical career and you get this opportunity. Were you looking to act or was it the familiar plot line that drew you?
Always wanted to act. I've always wanted to do something like this. I never thought it was possible until the opportunity came about. The story did capture me. The songs captured me. Just the fact of doing a movie. And I was in straight away.
I'm sure it's been a great experience. Take us through the plot line briefly, Stan. What's it about?
So it's about a family. It's basically All for One, One for All. It's a story about a relationship between a father and a son. The unspokenness about love. It's all about reggae music, Bob Marley.
The film also has themes on the darker side, poverty, alcoholism, domestic violence. Was that a bit close to home for you, considering your own background, Stan?
In this film, we didn't focus too much on that sort of stuff. It was definitely in the film. It's about a young man growing up and a young man realizing what is important and a young man having to come to a decision what path to go down. You know, I guess everybody has to go through that. You know, shall I go this way or shall I go that way? When you're part of a small community of just your family, it's going to affect everyone. So he had to really kind of mature and realize that it wasn't just about him and, you know, him, you know, living his dream and all that jazz. You know, he had responsibilities.
Can you explain to us the title Mount Zion?
It's a reference to Bob Marley and what he talks about in all his songs. Also, this film is about climbing a mountain, obstacles that you face when climbing a mountain. And we finally get to that mountaintop at the end, not in the way that we thought we would, and we climbed it. It was hard, but we got there. It's a big struggle in New Zealand, growing up on the farms and stuff like that. You just make do. We don't see it as poverty. I think we just see it as life, and we deal with it. We don't talk about it or, you know, say, oh my gosh, we've got nothing. You know, a lot of us would like more, but a lot of us, like, it's been in the generations living like that, so it becomes the normal.
You've overcome much adversity to be in the place where you are today. Can you take us back and paint us a picture of your early family life, Stan?
A long story short, it's very much like the film Once Were Warriors, mixed with some of this, with some of Mount Zion, but it was very much like Once Were Warriors. We were brought up in violence, abuse of all kinds. We had nothing. We were poor. We come from a small community, you know, a village. It was a bit of an ugly situation. My mum was a single mother to us. My dad was only there to be a brute. You know, he was very violent towards my mother and towards us. And at the same time, it was normal, so that's all I knew. I didn't know anything else.
Yes.
From the get-go, it was always like that.
There was also a terrible struggle with drugs, drug dealing even.
Yes, my parents were drug dealers. It was always insane that it was normal. So when I talk about this, it's not like a shock, you know, like, oh my gosh, we did this and that happened. That's all I knew. So this is actually the new life, and this is the, not the norm. But yeah, now it is my norm, doing what I do now.
Stan, at what stage and in what way did music become a significant part of your life?
It's always been significant in my life. It's part of my culture. It's part of my identity. It's part of who I am. It's in my lineage of my life. And like, I've been brought up in music all my life, seeing my family sing. We sing at funerals, we sing at birthdays, sing at weddings, we sing at gatherings, we just sing. We sing and eat.
And your journey to Christian faith, tell us about that. You found someone else with a similar story to yours.
It was an interesting one, because when my family changed their lives, they changed it fully. I'd like to say when they found God, but really God found them.
Yes.
I think they stumbled over God, but God was waiting the whole time. I was the last one to come because I was, you know, young. I still had a lot of issues, still had a lot of kind of searching, and I'm still finding myself in this world and who I am. But at that time, I was a very confused boy, didn't know who I was, still very bitter and hateful towards my dad. I went to church. Well, I had to go to church because I didn't have a choice. And I remember hearing somebody sharing something about a similar story to mine, and I couldn't understand how she could sit there and talk about the love of Christ when she had been through this stuff. And I wanted to know that feeling. I wanted to be able to feel what she feels. I wanted to have that feeling of freedom. I was very much ruled by my circumstances. And yeah, and then that night, I gave my heart to Jesus. And I know that might sound funny and it might not make sense, but it's the thing and the only thing that has saved my life and got me to where I am today. And that's because of Jesus.
As a person with such anger and in such circumstances, can you explain what that difference felt like when you turned your life around?
I guess the how I would explain it would be like being locked up and chained up and not being able to move in darkness, and then suddenly someone comes and unlocks all those chains, cleans you, washes you, and feeds you and brings you into the light. That's probably the best illustration that I've felt like.
It's a great way of explaining it. It's also probably a good reminder for us all that in the midst of tough times, in that case from that young woman, that good can and frequently does come out of a bad situation.
Definitely. I am a firm believer that, you know, I've been in so many situations in my life and my family's life where, you know, things have gone wrong, things are not working, this is happening, that's happening, death in the family. And the best of situations have come out of that. Yeah, I'm a firm believer of that.
Yeah. And your music, you say, has always been a refuge for you. At what stage and why and how did you make that step from having it so much as a culture of your family to actually earning a living, stepping out there and bringing your music to the world?
It was the moment that I saw on TV of the Idol auditions. And I thought, okay, I want to do something. And so I started doing a couple of gigs. I did a few gigs before I did audition for the show, so I could have a bit of confidence and you know, have a bit more presence on stage and not just be shy and just have a voice, but have a bit more than the voice, like a package. Yeah, it was in that moment that I decided I knew what I wanted to be, I knew what I wanted to do, and that was it. That's all I wanted to do. I didn't know what I was going to do if it didn't happen. I wasn't ready. I wasn't prepared. I was just prepared for this.
Did you ever dream that you could get as far as you did?
Never. Oh, well, actually, I lie. I did dream a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't think any of this would become reality.
But it did.
It just happened so quickly that I don't even know what happened.
A roller coaster.
Yeah, it's a roller coaster. Just honestly, it happened so quick that I wasn't sure what was happening.
Yeah, but a glorious one.
Definitely.
Did you view your music differently because of your Christian faith in any way, Stan?
Very much so. Like, being who I am as a singer, we have a lot of responsibilities. We have a responsibility to the people, to my fans, to kids, to the young generation. And everything that I do, I want to make an impact, you know. Yes. Even if it's a fun song, I still want to be, I want to be the example. It comes with the territory of being a singer. You have a fan base, you have people, you have the responsibility of people. And so that really does determine what I write, because everything that I do, people are going to see. They're either going to be inspired by it or whatever else. And I want to inspire people.
And to those kids who may be stuck in a somewhat similar situation that you were as a kid, what would you say to them tonight after how your life has now played out?
I would just say that anything is possible for anyone. I am the least... I'm the last person and the least of them. I never thought I would ever become anything or amount to anything, and that may sound cliche, but coming from where I come from, being the person I am, I just never thought I would be anything or be anyone or amount to anything. Doesn't matter who you are or where you come from. If you want to do something, then you chase it. You go hard for it.
And the part that God plays in that?
Oh, my gosh. God just played with the cornerstone of it all.
Stan, I'd love to finish on a favourite song of yours for the times. What song would you choose to take us out tonight?
A song from my latest album, Let the Music Play. It's called Tear Down These Walls. When I wrote it, it was something that I felt that God was saying to me, and very self-explanatory. I hope that you like it.
Okay, here's Tear Down These Walls with Stan Walker. Stan, thanks so much indeed for joining us on Open House.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
When you're looking for love in the wrong places, everything you're searching for are just empty promises. Who you are is good enough. Leave all your fears aside. I know tears you cry so heavy.
down these walls and let your heart open.
We hope you enjoyed this Open House podcast. Thanks to Christian Super and Real World Technology Solutions. To hear more from Open House, visit openhousecommunity.com.au.